Connecticut's perennial debate over road tolls starts again this month. But this year, there's more momentum behind the proposal after a state panel convened by Governor and Democrat Dana Malloy recommended the state install automated tolling. WSHU's Charles Lane has more.
2 years ago, Malloy said the state was in great need for infrastructure repair, $2.8 billion worth, but he had no way to pay for it. So he tapped Emil Frankel to sit on a special panel.
Suffice it to say, we need lots and lots of money to bring our infrastructure to a state of good repair.
Frankel led Connecticut's transportation department in the 90s and was assistant secretary of transportation under George W. Bush. He rattled off a list of past due road projects that need funding, most notably the I-84 viaduct.
So these are essential projects, and I've just with those three, I've identified what, you know, give or take $15 billion. The funding sources, the revenue streams really need to be pretty much all of the above.
He says if Connecticut wants to keep its roads open, lawmakers will have to raise the gas tax, divert a portion of sales tax towards transportation, and tolls. But state Republicans are unmoved and are digging their heels in on tolls. Here's Wilton Senator Tony Boucher.
It's highly unpopular to people. A gas tax is actually more fair. It's spread out more evenly amongst all drivers.
Boucher demurred when asked if she supported raising the gas tax. Instead, she criticized state spending in other areas, such as employee pensions and health benefits. A public hearing on tolls will be set later this month, with a vote possible later this year. Charles Lane, WSHU News.